Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Abby Smith and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. This morning, we'll be reflecting on the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 31 through 35. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all of the seeds, yet when full grown, it's the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. He spoke to them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables, and I will announce what has lain hidden from the foundation of the world. Now, I don't know about you guys, but in my past life, I don't know how much time I've actually spent thinking about the kingdom of heaven, right? There's so many different parts of Jesus in his life that are so interesting to study, and so many different parables that he speaks about that I think are a lot clearer than this one. But what's really beautiful is that as I was reading this passage, reading about the kingdom of heaven, I started to kind of see and come to a better understanding of what this meant, right? That the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, this tiny seed that when planted begins to grow into something that's great and incredible. Whenever I think about the kingdom of heaven, it's always this incredible, majestic, like wonderful thing in my mind, right? Where all of these incredible saints and angels and creatures are there worshiping the Lord. And it's something that's so big in my mind, right? That I've never actually thought about it being small before. I've never thought about maybe the beginning, the foundation of the church, right? And how the kingdom of heaven was something that had to be built by the early apostles. It was something that was evangelistic, something that invited others in. And in the same way, right, Jesus goes on to say that the kingdom of heaven is like yeast, right? And when you put yeast into batter, it's this tiny, tiny portion, but it actually affects the entirety of the batter and makes it rise. It goes into the entirety of this batter and it changes the substance, right? And in the same way, in the early church, there was this select group of people, right, that were living for the gospel and that were spreading this good news. And it started off so small, but eventually began to affect the entire world until we see Christianity in the way that we do today. And what was really cool for me when I was praying into these words and realizing just how incredible the history of the kingdom of heaven is, right? I saw myself in these words as well. That I have the opportunity in my everyday life, that we have the opportunity in our lives to be like the kingdom of heaven. To be somebody that starts so small, but when empowered by the Lord and when living life with him, we become so big and we grow into this incredible tree that the birds of the sky can come and dwell in, right? That people can find refuge, they can find truth, they can find light and goodness in our own lives because we're the ones who reflect the love of Jesus. In the same way, we can be like the kingdom of heaven in being like yeast. Right, that we are just one person among so many. We're just one tiny part of this giant world that we live in. But we, when we're walking with Jesus and we're letting the Holy Spirit empower us each and every day, have the opportunity to go into a space and to change it. We have the opportunity to be someone who's so small but has such a large impact because of the power that we carry in the Holy Spirit. I think what the Lord would want to speak to us today is that he is preparing each and every one of us to be just like the kingdom of heaven. that every single day we get to make the decision to enter into a relationship with the Lord and allow him to use us to make the kingdom of heaven even greater and greater every moment. And what a beautiful call that is. So let's pray. Jesus, I thank you so much for this wonderful gift that you've given us in being able to live life like you and bring other people into the kingdom of heaven, just like you did. God, I pray that today you would bless every place that we enter into, that you would allow us to be your love to the world and to bring your kingdom of heaven into everywhere we go. We pray all this in your most holy name. Amen. This has been a scripture reflection on Matthew chapter 13. My name is Abby Smith, and to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.